Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, News Radio 92.3. Joining us now by phone, Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for your Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you are not here. You are in sunny Miami, is that right, for a PIO training course?
I am. It is beautiful down here. A little smoke in the sky from a fire in the Everglades, but besides that, it's beautiful as always.
Outstanding. And in fact, we have kind of a unique circumstance here this morning because our listeners are listening to you, but your audience, or my audience is listening to you, but your audience is listening to me because we're on speaker and the students are learning from the master talking, doing a live radio interview. Is that right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't know about that master stuff.
Come on, stop. You know it's true. I know you're coy and shy, but it's 100% true. Hello, class. Can you say hi back to me?
Hi.
That was so weak. Okay, fair enough. you got to get on those PIO.
They can get louder.
You know, those. Just give me a yell. I mean, make it real. Say, we love cops or something.
How about we love the news media?
Oh, all right. I'm going to address them for just 2 seconds. 100% sincerity. Mike is the best at doing this. Please pay attention to him. You have no idea how outstanding he is at this job. And every other news person here in Pensacola would say the exact same thing. I know that makes him feel terribly embarrassed, and he's turning red at the moment anyway, but he deserves it. All right, let's talk some things that have happened. The shooting Sunday at near 17th and Cervantes. What, it was first alerted because an Escambia County Sheriff's vehicle came in contact with them in a car. Is that right?
Yeah, the female was shot and was put into a privately owned vehicle. Was on the way to the hospital, and they saw an Escambia County Sheriff's deputy, flagged him down, told him what happened and where it was, and it was in our jurisdiction, so we took over the investigation at that point.
And what you guys have found since then, you've got a person of interest in the case, right? You had a camera?
We do. This suspect is, we put a picture out of him on Monday, and it's very good quality photograph. And we hopefully are going to get an arrest on that pretty soon. We're getting some information in, and I'd like to get on there with you very soon and say that an arrest is made. But
okay.
We'll see.
All right, very good. And this was, just to be clear, this was in her home is where the shooting took place. It was not out in the street, not in a park, even though, you know, people a lot of times connect that vicinity, like with Graffiti Bridge or the park that's nearby Miraflores. But this was in her home. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. But we did have several streets blocked off. The investigation, when you have an investigation at a house, it's not just inside the home. We have to go wide and then move in as the investigation progresses.
And I think a lot of people were, surprised because it's not normal necessarily to have that big stretch of a major road closed, especially to have SWAT in the area. That presents a certain look. But that's exactly what you guys did to make sure there was no ongoing threat. You know, be safe before you're sorry, right?
Yeah, when we have a violent crime, investigating a violent crime, we have a search warrant. SWAT's going to go in. That's just the procedure. We don't know what we're going to. Obviously, there was a violent crime there, so we don't know what we're going to get once we get into the home. So that's just normal procedure.
You know, the chief has been on TV a couple of times recently with Channel 3. Of course, he was on with me last week. And one of the things that he has announced is the interest in developing or producing a crime map for the citizens so that we can see, similar, I guess, to what Escambia County does, but something to show us what's going on around us. Tell me about the goal here and how that's going to look.
Well, Chief Winstrom has made it perfectly clear that he wants to be very transparent. So we already do things like what I'm doing now, speaking with you. We have the Citizens Police Academy. We have all kinds of different programs trying to be as transparent as possible. And Chief Winstrom wants to take that a step further with the crime mapping. We get calls all the time from people from out of town that are interested in moving to Pensacola, and they found a house or they found an apartment complex.
Mike? Oh, he's calling back. Perfect. It's Miami. It's a speakerphone. We should be good. I thought maybe we'd take a break and give it a second, but all right. Mike, you there? Sorry, we lost you for 2 seconds, but good job calling right back.
I am.
Anyway, so he wants to put out a map, transparency, so that people who are coming here or have questions about where the crime is can see it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we get calls like that all the time. So when we get the map put up, they're able to see where the interested place that they have, whether it's an apartment complex or a neighborhood, they're able to see that and look at the crime in that area. So that'll cut down on the phone calls, and it will make the transparency just that much more. So we're looking forward to this, and I believe that this is.
But we have Mike back on the line from Miami during a PIO training conference he's doing down there. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer. I love the idea of the crime map. I know it's something that we enjoyed in Escambia County and looking up and seeing where things. And you know what's funny is sometimes it's for like what's happened recently, like 30, 60, 90 days. But also people always have questions about, hey, I saw three cruisers. What's going on? The calls that you field all the time, right?
Yeah, we do. And there are some jurisdictions that have the CAD screen, and that's something that, that could happen in the future. We'll just have to look and see. But I believe this is just the tip of the iceberg for Chief Winstrom. He is very transparent, and we'll see where it goes from the crime map.
Just for a second, because I know we've been talking a lot about flock cameras here in Pensacola and Escambia County and the area, and, you know, largely because a certain group of people, the socialists basically, have been showing up protesting at City Hall. They're not the only ones, but they've been the main ones. Last week we had Chief Winstrom on. We were talking about this. One small question that I did not ask him, I did ask Chip Simmons, our sheriff, though, and I just want to make sure and get it clear. Chief has said there are two people at the moment who are authorized to use the flock camera system to query for a license plate number against the database. If somebody from the outside, FHP, Santa Rosa Sheriff, Broward County Sheriff, ICE, you know, whoever, if some other law enforcement, DEA, wants to query the Pensacola system, they have to go through us, right? They do not have the ability, because you could turn that on, but they don't have the ability to go and do it independently without telling us and getting permission, right?
That's correct. That's our information to give or to not give. And that's a decision that will be made by the chief of police. And that's where the buck stops. So we just had this conversation in the class this morning about school zone cameras, red light cameras, and flock. And I asked the students in here how many had these in their jurisdiction, and I had a lot of hands raised. So it's not
it's definitely not an uncommon thing, but it's, you know, people encounter it all the time. I know that's the case. All right, 7:48 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I think we'll just take a break. Three times a charm, unfortunately. Man, I love Mike, and I'm so sorry that for his training class, we weren't able to get him on for the full time, because then they would have seen how he reacts to my silly questions, which I always have for him at the end. Oh, well, the world is full of technology that does not always live up to your expectations. I'm Andrew McKay.